Welcome, and thank you for joining us on today's Dealer On webinar, the digital secrets you need to fill service lanes. My name is Eliana Raggio, and I'll be your moderator today. Today's webinar is being presented by Dealer On. For anyone who isn't familiar with Dealer On, well, we're an award-winning website development company and digital agency, best known for our amazing SEO, the absolute best customer service, and the highest converting website designs in the industry, including the brand new Chameleon Responsive website platform. We're so committed to lead conversion, optimization, and customer service that Dealer On is still the only company in the industry that offers a money-back lead guarantee program. So does your website company guarantee you a 50% lift in leads or your money back? Maybe you should check us out at our gorgeous brand new Dealer On website at DealerOn.com. And we have a great show in store for you today. We're very pleased to have Jeff Clark as our presenter today. Jeff Clark is at the head of all of the Dealer On's sales efforts, including inside, outside, business development, OEM, enterprise, current customers, and new clients. With almost 20 years of superior sales and revenue growth experience, Jeff knows what it takes for a company to succeed. His sales leadership was instrumental in helping Dealer On be recognized on the Inc. magazine 500 5,000 list. And his consistent record as a revenue generator has been nothing less than impressive. This success is grounded in a passion to see Dealer On and their clients achieve their greatest potential, which makes Jeff a favorite among dealers and industry professionals alike. Prior to joining Dealer On, Jeff held senior sales and marketing positions at Coca-Cola, Cars.com, and Dealer.com. Jeff is a renowned and respected speaker on Fixed Ops Digital Marketing and is a regular speaker at NADA, Digital Dealer, J.D. Power, along with countless OEM and industry events. Jeff Clark is a decorated U.S. Navy veteran, an active public speaker, and he can be found on numerous automotive networking sites. You can reach him at jeff@dealeron.com. Now, during the presentation, if you have any questions, please use the question feature located on the corner of your screen to submit them. At the end of the presentation, we'll answer those questions of general interest. If we're unable to get to your question live, don't worry, we're going to try to respond to you by email later today. Also, don't forget, a link to download a copy of this webinar recording will also be emailed to you later today for your reference, and please feel free to share it with your friends and colleagues. Oh, and guess what? Our good friends at AutoHook are sponsoring this week's webinar giveaway. AutoHook is a showroom traffic driver. They've built the ultimate attribution engine, which tracks that customer through the lead, showroom visit, and purchase, and then delivers a cost per sale that's best in the industry. One of you lucky webinar attendees is going to win a $250 e-gift card from AutoHook. You have to be on the live broadcast to win it, though, so stay tuned. You could be the one walking away with this awesome prize today. And for more information about AutoHook, visit lead2show.com. That's lead with the number 2show.com. Also, at the conclusion of the webinar, you're going to receive a short survey, so fill it out, because we're always looking for quality feedback from our audience, and we want to hear from you. And hey, do you tweet much? We hope you do. We'd love to see what you have to say about today's presentation, so please tag us in it. You can use hashtag DealerOnWebby. I'm at Eliana Raggio. You can also hit up Jeff Clark at DealerOn. We look forward to seeing what you're saying. So let's get started. Let's hear about the digital secrets you need to fill your service lanes. Jeff Clark, I love webinaring with you. How are you, my friend?
You know, I am well. I'm blessed. How are you?
I'm doing great. And it was so wonderful to see you in Vegas recently. You presented at NADA more than once, and this time you killed it. So I'm so excited you're here to do this subject. Anyway, it was great seeing you in Vegas. But now that you're here with us, talking to us about how to fill our service lanes, I'm just going to let you know, I'm going to sit back and really enjoy this one, because I didn't get to see you do this while we were in Vegas at NADA. So I'm looking forward to it, and I know you have a ton to get to. So please, take it away. I'm ready.
Outstanding. Well, certainly, I appreciate the audience's time. I know how valuable it is, so I want to make the next hour as meaningful for our attendees as possible. And, you know, Eliana, no matter how many times I deliver content wrapped around service, I still have this driving passion to help dealers continue to improve. And I think one of the best ways to start is to really kind of understand where we are today. This study was done by NADA back in 2013, and the numbers have skewed just slightly. We're expecting new updated numbers to come out here shortly, but the service and parts industry is over a $300 billion a year industry. And what's alarming to me is that the retail automotive dealer captures less than 30% of that business. And really what it boils down to, and people hear me speak on a number of different topics, but one of the things that I beat on is content. And content is such a key part of every website. But most importantly, as it relates to service. And dealer profit and website content very simply do not align. So if you look at dealer profits today, and again, this is a general baseline number. Some of our attendees may see their service and parts number higher. But I think it's a pretty well-known fact that service and parts is what pays the bills and keeps the dealership rolling. It is more than half of the dealership's gross profit. However, here becomes the alarming part. Time and time again, when I look at websites and people ask me, Jeff, you know, can you and your team analyze our site and tell us, you know, what we're doing wrong? One of the very first things that I go to is looking at the service and parts layout. Typically, less than 3 to 5% at best of a dealership's website is dedicated to service and parts. To me, this is a very polarizing slide. When you realize that more than half of your profit comes from service and parts, but you've dedicated a fraction of your website content to service, that's the very first thing. You know, when you go to a doctor and doctor says, well, let's do a health check on you, when you stand on the scale, when you realize your blood pressure's off, you have to know where you are. One of the best ways to get started is to honestly sit down and evaluate where are you today. And this is one of the biggest things that, you know, we really need to establish right out of the gate is the fact that we just simply don't have enough content. And Eliana, it looks like we're at our first poll question.
Yes, we are. Before I get to my first poll question, hey, Jeff, we're having a lot of people who are saying you sound muffled. Did you do something differently when we started the show?
I haven't done anything.
Okay. So I don't know. I'm going to launch this poll question, and let's see if maybe there's another microphone or something that you might be able to use. I don't know. We're gonna try and fix this for everyone, okay? So let's get to our first poll question, audience. We have two poll questions coming your way. First one's on the screen now. We want to see what's happening at your dealership, so we want you to be honest now. How many pages of online content for the service department does your dealership currently have on their website? We want to know, is it 1 to 5 pages of content, 6 to 10 pages of content, 11 to 15 pages of content? Oh, you have more than 15 pages of content? You are the fixed ops masters? Yeah, we have an answer for that. Or gosh, I don't know. We barely have specials up. Maybe none. Well, those answers are there too. So once we figure this out, then Jeff will have a better way to go through the rest of the... Hey, Jeff, how's that microphone thing coming?
I am...
Well, Jeff will be back. All right, so a lot of votes are coming in. Once we get a majority of the votes in, we're going to close the poll and share the results. Oh, thank you so much, audience. I love this. Jeff is going to be quite impressed by this turnout of votes. All right, so one more time. How many pages of online content for the service department does your dealership currently have on its website? 1 to 5 pages, 6 to 10 pages, 11 to 15 pages, more than 15 pages, because you guys are the fixed ops masters, or, hey, man, I don't know, we hardly do anything, maybe none, I think we mentioned we have a service department. All right, I'll tell you what. I think Jeff is working his way to come back into the show, so while he's doing that, ooh, we had a big jump in votes right there. Okay, more votes are still coming in. So we're going to close this poll and share the results in another, let's say, 10 seconds, all right? Wow. That is crazy. Okay, here we go, audience. Let's see. Jeff, if you're there, we're waiting for you. Are you there yet, Jeff? Okay.
I'm here.
Oh, you are here. Okay, great.
I'm just sitting quietly in the background.
Okay. 43% of today's audience admit that they only have 1 to 5 pages of online content for their service department. An additional 43% of today's audience say they're rocking 6 to 10 pages of service department content. Only 10% of today's audience say that they have 11 to 15 pages of content. And 5% of today's audience, oh yeah, They're rocking more than 15 pages. They are fixed ops masters. Now, if I'm doing my math right, I think that's 101%. I could be wrong, though. I haven't had my daily martini yet today. But anyway, Jeff, is that what you were expecting?
It's pretty indicative of what we do see. Roughly about half of all dealers suffer that less than 5-page component. I am encouraged to see that almost half the audience has 6 to 10 pages, which I think is a step in the right direction. And I'm really thrilled to see that we have a fraction of the audience that is not only 11-plus pages, but even a few rock stars out there that are doing 15-plus pages. So that's wonderful.
Jeff, if it's at all possible, your audio got even worse. I don't know what happened. I can barely hear you now.
All right. So let's see. Why don't I do this? Why don't I dial in
from
the landline and mute this line. So hang with me.
Okay, audience, while he's doing that, we're going to close this off. And, yeah, I know, it's even worse. I'm hearing you. All right, so he's going to be back with us in just a moment. And while he's doing that, hey, I want to direct your attention to the handouts feature. It's a fairly new feature on the GoToWebinar interface. So if you check out the handouts feature, you're going to see only one handout in there, but it's a really cool one. It is actually today's slide deck. So you can download that at your leisure because there's going to be so much great information in there. Also, I want to encourage all of you to please send in your questions for the great Jeff Clark. We're going to have a great Q&A session, and we want to know how we can help you and your fixed ops department fill in more service lanes. All right?
I'm back.
Oh, my God, that sounds so much better.
Right on here.
I love it. Yeah.
Sorry about that, gang. Outstanding. So back to the service content piece, and I'm not picking on any one particular dealership, but I thought it interesting to share if there are any Ford dealers on the line or certainly anyone out on the West Coast, you clearly know who this organization is. Galpin Ford is one of the largest Ford dealerships in the country, and I think it's really telling that someone that has that kind of reputation and certainly has that size volume, if you go to their website and you look, there is a single page of service content. And what I take away from this is that if I go there, I can see a collection of Mustangs that they serve, Starbucks coffee, hours of operation, and map information. There is nothing very compelling here for me as a consumer to really want to engage this organization unless I already have a connection with Galpin Ford and their service department. And again, this is not a negative reflection on Galpin. This is a systemic issue across the industry. Time and time again, thousands of websites visited, literally hundreds of dealerships each and every year that I walk into suffer this same fate. And what you really have to think about is you need to move outside of the fact that we are retail automotive experts and put your mind in the set of, what if I was an average consumer? Would I be compelled by this? Would I get the information that I'm actually looking for? So, again, this just reflects and shows what a lot of the industry has, and this is really what you're up against. The third-party service chains command the vast majority of traffic and really capture the consumer, because when you go to their sites, this is what you're seeing. Very interactive information. You actually have categories here, so if you can see my mouse moving here, they have a tire category, oil, batteries, brakes. One of the things that you all want to look at is what are the core services that people come to your dealership for, and then help them better understand how you offer products and services to support those individual needs. You also notice that they use color layouts in a very appropriate fashion. And there's some psychology behind what you see here. So the extensive use of white and blue has shown to be very calming and very trusting colors. When I say to someone, hey, if you're to use the color red and orange, Eliana, if I said to you, what do the colors red and the color orange mean to you?
Red and orange, happiness, look at me, I'm here I am. Red, sometimes danger, but...
Sometimes danger. Oftentimes, orange emits caution, right? red emits danger. So you want to be mindful of the fact that when you're using bolder fonts and you're using bolder colors, that's really where you want to draw people's attention in. And you notice in the other areas a lot of lighter backgrounds, white colors. So again, there's psychology behind when you design a web page and you put categories in there and the proper use of font sizes and colors. And again, just something for you to be mindful of as you start to build out service content for your dealership. But as you go to Pep Boys and as you look at some of these national service brands, again, one of the things that they're doing is really kind of showing you how easy it is to navigate. So not only can you schedule a service online, you can get tire information, preventative maintenance, repair services. So one of the things that Pep Boys is they do everything a car dealership does, but they do it for less. The general public believes time and time again that places like Pep Boys and some of these national service brand facilities that are independently owned provide the same quality services. They also don't think about the fact that they don't use OEM parts. So when you have non-factory trained technicians using non-OEM parts with a website content that is significantly than what we have, with much more optimized content and placement, time and time again, gang, we're going to struggle to get ahead and actually start to turn the tides against these national brands. So what do you really need? You actually need to think about your dealership actually having its own service website. And you're like, well, Jeff, wait a minute. I have a used car site. I've got a truck website. I've got this website. I've got that website. What I'm really talking about is building a website within a website. So whether it's a service subdomain, whether it's a separate website, you really want to start to build content and make that portion of the website nothing but service. Really highlight what it is you're doing and give people the same feeling for your service department that you want them to see on the front end side of the shop. And then the content just goes deeper, right? There are so many things that the manufacturers today provide us. So if, again, back to the Ford brand, right, you want to talk about sync, you want to talk about sync 3, you want to talk about how to pair your phone or how to change the view of something or how to update your clock. More and more people today are turning to the web to look for information that's easily accessible via their owner's manual. But owner's manuals are the same place today that they were when you delivered the car. They're in the glove box. Very few people actually go and seek out information out of the owner's manual. Instead, they go online. So what better way to provide information to your consumers of actually taking the factory content and pushing it up on your website and adding more and more information that's right at the fingertips of the consumers that are looking to find out more information about the sync system or more information about their particular vehicle. Your service site should really become your fixed ops marketing hub. There are so many different components that if you look at what's possible, and let's think about your actual service platform. How many pages do I have? All right. So in the 43% of folks that responded today that said they have, well, I have less than 5 pages, that's problem number one. Let's focus on that and start building out content. But then start to think, what are all the different things that can feed into that service hub? Well, how about organic search? How about pay-per-click and retargeting? Better yet, what kind of traffic can I drive from my actual franchise website by highlighting my service offering? From SMS to social to what you can do with the OEM, from your DMS system to all of your email databases, and really kind of looking at that ownership experience from the OEM has. All of those things can combine to actually creating channels inbound to your service component. And again, be it a standalone website, be it a subdomain, there are pros and cons to both sides of it. But what's interesting to me is the service websites are the number one source across devices helping drivers actually learn more about the service centers that they're aware of but hadn't previously considered. Now, that comes directly from Google and Critical Mix Fixed Ops study in March of 2015. You have to have the content. If the content's not there, you've lost your consumer and they're going to end up somewhere else. Let's take it a step deeper. Most everyone on this call today knows what a landing page is, right? How about looking at landing pages for each service that you're offering? So let's take tires, for example. So many dealerships sell tires, And if you're one of those dealerships that do sell tires, I want you to go to your website when we're done with this call, and I want you to see where your tire content is, what you explain about the tire process for your dealership, right? Whether it's no one can beat our prices, whether it's road hazard warranty and alignments and tires for life, whatever your value proposition is, let's make sure that it's represented well. A lot of people don't know that when you buy tires, that one of the standard services when you replace the tires on a vehicle is to have a front-end alignment. I'm a sucker for Costco. I joke about this all the time. I certainly do this in my NADA presentations. And every time I go to Costco, somehow or another, I leave with $600 to $700 worth of stuff that I really didn't need coming in the door.
Whoa. You need it all.
up to and including the 20-pound bag of Cheerios. But what I laugh about is whether you're buying wine or toys for the pool, I inevitably see people buying tires and taking them back to the service department. Ladies and gentlemen, those are not ASE certified mechanics working on your vehicle. They don't know a leaky shock from a strut, from a busted tie rod in. They have no idea. They know how to put tires on a vehicle, balance them, and send you on your way. They don't do front end alignments, right? Yet people time and time again go there because they think it's a value. So create landing pages that not only talk about you and what's important about your dealership, but hey, here's a promotion, here's an 800 number, here's a tire configurator, right? Tires installed from, what's the most important service that you should look at when you're looking to replace your tires? And again, this creates a much better end user experience. Tire configurators are relatively inexpensive, but really it brings a plethora of content into your website. So when a customer's sitting there thinking, okay, interesting. So BF Goodrich, there's a $50 rebate. Michelin has a $70 rebate. Well, if you buy four, I could get up to $130 mail-in rebate. Well, we all know that tires range greatly in price, right? There are relatively inexpensive no-name tires all the way up to Z-rated, you know, performance tires. So what you really want to think about is for your brand, what's the best way to represent? My own personal suggestion and what I've seen work most successfully is show tires installed from and give people a range, but give them a reason to pick up the phone and call you and have the discussion, right? Hey, you might be happier with a set of Michelins. These are shown to help you get more effective gas mileage, or these are shown to help you stop in a shorter distance. All of which selling the value of not only do you understand their vehicle, but you understand best the right replacement tires that need to go on that vehicle. And then another area that I'm incredibly passionate about is looking at parts and service content that's available to the consumer. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do not have the ability to transact on your website, you're missing the boat. And whether it's a do-it-yourselfer who's looking for a water pump for a Mustang, or whether it's a mom who's looking for a cargo organizer or DVDs in the headrest or a bike rack, you want to have that information readily available where the consumer themselves can transact right online. They can drop their VIN number, make, model, year, all right, or just general information. But it can help a consumer drill into what they actually need. In this particular case, an F-150 XLT model, and here's the additional information. Here's a diagram. Here's the price point. You can have these things drop shipped to the dealership, and we can schedule install. Or again, if you're a do-it-yourselfer, it doesn't matter. But we really want them continuing to come back to our website. So pick a vehicle, select a part, confirm that, check out, and make your payment. We are going to move in the direction, whether you like it or not, to transacting online. And not just for parts and service and accessories, but there is a day in the very near future where people will rarely ever step foot through the threshold of the dealership other than to maybe test drive the car. But if you're a repeat buyer, you know you love a Toyota Camry or a BMW 3 Series or a Ford F-150, for you it's about ease. I have two boys. One plays high school baseball. The other one not only does baseball but does soccer and taekwondo. I don't have time on a weekend to go sit in a dealership, right? I really don't, and it's not where I want to spend my weekend. So think about the fact that we need to be able to move these things forward for the consumers and give them an ability to transact online. We want to become the Amazon.com for our consumers. And here's something that we really need to keep in mind. For those of you that have been on the front end of the shop and then moved back into the back end of things, there's an entirely different thought methodology that goes into this. So on the front end of the shop, depends on the expert you listen to, but oftentimes you're looking at somewhere between 3 and 4 weeks is the buy cycle from the time a consumer submits a lead online to the time that they're actually burning gas. In the service world, that's very different, right? Why is it different? Well, I equate it oftentimes to if you have a toothache, what do? You get in as quickly as you can to see the dentist. If your leg hurts, what happens? You as quickly as possible get in to see the doctor. Nearly 70% of shoppers buy within 1 day, and this is a share of first research visits prior to conversion. So this is someone getting on their phone and saying brake job or tires or battery. 70% of those folks inside of 24 hours when they've made that search have already acquired the service. So let's take a step back for a second. Let's think about the fact that less than 3 to 5% of our website has the proper content, right? Let's think about the fact that we only get roughly a third of this business to begin with. So if you look at those numbers alone and you realize the fact that you don't have the content yet, 70% of the people that are searching for services that you offer that they can't find are acquiring that service, you don't have a chance to go back and get them. They're already gone. What's really the goal for this service component? It's really to provide research information, maps and directions, coupon prints, and really to make the phone ring. The goal is what? The goal is very simply to generate an appointment. We're not looking for leads, right? We're not negotiating on anything. We're trying to get people into our service lanes as quickly and as efficiently as possible. If anyone on this call does not have an integrated service scheduler on your website, I implore you to get one, right? I saw a study recently that talked about millennials and talked about people up to the age of 35. More than 50% of those folks have no desire to speak with any of us on the phone. They want to automate the process.
That sounds awful.
It does sound awful, but it's true, right? We're nice people. We know the product inside and out, but they actually have no desire to talk with us. They don't want to get put on hold. They don't want to communicate with anyone. They just want to know that their oil change or their tire rotation or their 25,000 or 50,000 mile service is scheduled. These schedulers are critical. So if you don't have one on your site, I implore you to look deeper into getting one.
Well, I mean, not only that, I think that when was the last time you called a dealership to schedule your service? You get put on hold. You have to wait a long time before you talk to somebody, before you can schedule something. I mean, it's not the easiest thing to do.
It's really not. And frankly, for some folks, it's frustrating, right? If your dealership still puts all the calls through the front desk, there's a problem there, right? People will grab the first phone number they see. How many times does a service call come in through the front desk? You've clearly got a local number, an 800 number listed, but nevertheless, people get routed in the wrong direction. They get put on hold. If a service rider is tied up and can't take the call, what happens, right? Again, you lose interest from that consumer. So here you go, 47%. So I was close. 18 to 44 prefer to schedule that service appointment online, period. They have no desire to engage you. So if you know that half of that audience that are your key and primary buyers that are in that age bracket, they really don't want to engage you. So the smartest thing to do is to provide them a resource where they don't have to. Cookies, right? I love cookies. Actually, the chocolate chip and the
like Oreos, yeah, I know.
Oatmeal raisin cookies. Well, unfortunately, those aren't the kind of cookies I'm talking about. More and more manufacturers today, and certainly more online retailers, use cookies. And for those of you that may not know what a cookie is, it's very simply a data file, right, that we park on your local machine that helps us better understand what you as a consumer are interested in. So I joke about this all the time. I might be the only guy that's got about 15 drivers in my garage because, of course, it's not my fault I can't hit a golf ball straight. It must be the driver. So every time I go look at a new driver, be it TaylorMade or be it Ping or be it something else, And I leave that website, interestingly enough, when I go check sports scores or I go check junk mail, this little ad starts to follow me, right? Well, that's because the retailers know that at some point I've expressed interest. More and more today, manufacturers at the tier one, tier two, and even starting to trickle down now to the tier three know where you are, meaning they know that you're in your car, they know what the proximity that you are to the dealership. More importantly, they even know that when you frequent the local Starbucks or the local Dunkin' Donuts. We continue to try to use things and tools to engage consumers. If we know that a Target gift card or a Starbucks gift card or whatever it may be is your trigger point, those are things that become very helpful to me as a digital retailer to provide back to your consumers to keep them coming back time and time again. And, of course, tracking phone numbers. Now, if my good friend Greg Gifford was on this call, he would probably blow a gasket, right? And I wish I could engage the audience right now to ask this question. But when you see this, what's wrong with this picture, Eliana? What do you happen to notice here that just stands out at you that's not quite right?
That's not a real number? No, I'm just kidding. Is it a real number?
Actually, it's a real number, but here's a real problem. That is an 800 number. The search engines don't like 800 numbers.
Really?
Right? They don't. And part of the problem that you have with 800 numbers is it cannot be directly tied to your business. So if you use call tracking services, right, and call tracking services have value, but if you use a call tracking service, one of the things that you want to make sure that you do is you want to get a local exchange. And then within that local exchange, you want to make sure that that's tied to your business. Google uses something, as all search engines use, called citations. And if the audience doesn't know what a citation is, I strongly suggest you sit in on one of Greg Gifford's SEO presentations, and he will take you to the nth degree when it gets into the discussion of what citations are. We constantly make mistakes as automotive retailers by not having the right information aligned. A citation is basically they're looking to make sure that your physical address, your phone numbers, and all the appropriate information about you match. One of the great ways to learn more about citations, if you all are interested, is to very simply go to a website called Yext, Yext.com. They'll ask you for some very basic information about yourself. And I'm willing to bet that the vast majority of people sitting on this call today will find that they have multiple issues with their citations. And that, in turn, will affect not only your search results, but it will in turn affect other parts of your business. So, again, be careful with the use of 800 numbers. Try to work with your local phone providers or your call services and make sure that you're using local exchanges that are registered with your citations appropriately. Educational video, right? Educational video goes a very, very long way. All of us love to share videos, watch videos. Google bought YouTube a number of years ago, and they really bought YouTube because YouTube was the second largest search engine in the world. And in the digital world, eyeballs equal dollars. Educational videos are a wonderful thing to have. More importantly, it tells the story the same way all the time. So I've found that sometimes in the service department, a service writer will explain something one way to one customer, but yet a slightly different way to another customer. That's because they're trying to adjust to the audience. Where video doesn't adjust. It doesn't know who it's serving its content to. So oftentimes using the most basic of videos to help people understand what happens is key. And whether it's a more complex repair that shows that, you know, you have to tear the top of the motor off in order to change the head gasket, people don't understand when a head gasket's maybe a $25 part that the job can be in excess of $1,000. How can a $25 part be a $1,000 or better repair? Well, because of the labor that you have to do. You can say that, you can enunciate that, but you really can't help people feel it until they actually see what has to go into it. So videos are really a great way to explain to people what has to happen and what takes place during that repair. And not only that, but it actually increases your search engine footprint and can build consumer trust. Your website provider should be able to help you actually build video content into your sitemap. And again, the more of that you do, the more credible that you become. most dealers I find have a YouTube channel. Almost every manufacturer out there has video content available to its dealers. Source that video content and get it on your website and create an opportunity for consumers to engage you to understand better about tire care or brakes or any other routine maintenance. And again, having this video content goes a very long way to helping your consumers build trust in you. And again, any routine service, brake, car care, exterior care, interior care, HVAC, exhaust systems, the value of OEM parts, having that information available is key to giving your consumers a better experience. More importantly, you have the ability to be brand specific where a Pep Boys doesn't, right? So if you're a Ford dealer, you can emphasize the fact that not only are you a Ford expert, but what most people don't realize and we don't talk about as dealers is very simply, not only do we repair Fords, but we can repair other makes and models as well. And this is the kind of care and expert that we put into servicing these other brands and vehicles. Eliana, looks like we got another poll question.
Yes, we do. All right, audience. Your second and final poll question is on the screen now. It's a pretty easy one. We want you to select all the answers that apply. The question is, which of these items do you currently have on your dealership website? Please select all that apply. Do you have a tire configurator? A service scheduler? Up-to-date service specials? Keyword up-to-date, okay? I know it's key, three words, but still. And service-related customer reviews or service-related video content? We want to know what's going on your dealership website. So, which of these items do you currently have on your dealership website? Now, Jeff, I assume that since you said all of those things previously in your presentation, that you are recommending they have all of them, correct?
Indeed.
All of them. All right, you heard the man. And while we're at it, if you have any questions for today's Dealer On presenter, Jeff Clark, send them on in. We are here to help you have a better fixed ops service department by getting you more customers. That's what we're here for today. So if you have any questions or any ideas you want to run past him or anything, now is the time to get those questions in. We're going to be getting to the Q&A session very shortly. Now, once we get a majority of the votes in, we're going to close the poll and share the results one more time. Which of these items do you currently have on your dealership website? If you need to look it up, it's okay. We'll sit here. We'll wait. Please select all that apply, the tire configurator, a service scheduler, an up-to-date service specials, service-related customer reviews, and service-related video content. All right, Jeff, if you're ready, we're going to close this poll and share the results.
Fire away.
All right, here we go. Thank you, audience, so much for the votes. We do appreciate it. All right, Jeff, 47%, so almost half, 47% of today's audience say that they do have a tire configurator on their dealership website right now. Yeah. 88% say they have a service scheduler. Wow, actually, that's really a lot more than I thought it would be. 88%, that's amazing.
That's awesome.
71% of today's audience say they do have up-to-date service specials. 47% of today's audience say they have service-related customer reviews. And 29% say they also have service-related video content. Jeff, I think we have a pretty great audience here when it comes to fixed ops.
I think we got a smart crowd here.
I love it. Audience, thank you so much for playing along and getting your votes in. We really appreciate it. That's our last poll question of the day. But don't worry, we got some more fun headed your way, so stay tuned. Jeff?
That's awesome. One of the other things that I share with folks, and I haven't seen this used very often, but when I have seen it used in the conversations I've had with dealership management, it seems to bring a lot of value, and it's really what I call a dare to compare page. Again, I think we falsely are accused as an industry of overcharging or under-providing services to our consumers. The reality is when you stack up and you look at independent repair facilities or you look at the national brands, when you match up services, more oftentimes than not, we are a less expensive option for them. There may be a case where a particular service may be more expensive than that of a competitor's, but that's actually a good thing because it gives us an opportunity to explain why we would show a higher price point. And again, what you can lean back to is, OEM parts cost more than non-OEM parts. Having factory-trained technicians, there's a value. And you can very simply, again, back to the Costco thing, you can buy a flat panel TV, you can put up images in there, you can show service coupons and specials. Again, it creates a more interactive component. It creates dialogue. It helps people better understand that you are a cost-effective and a better source for those repairs. One of the other things that we can do at the dealership level that the national brands can't do is to build a rapport. And what I mean by that is this is an opportunity for us to forge a relationship. So be it, hey, I've been in the automotive industry for 14 years. I've been in my current role for 3. Here's all the service awards I have. Here's my hobbies. You know, again, it's an opportunity for us to build a relationship. Oh, your kids play baseball? My 2 boys play baseball, right? Your favorite team is? Oh, you know what? I really like those guys. I'm from this area. This is my favorite car. Again, a little snippet of who you are will go an awful long way to build a relationship and a connection. We teach all the time on the front end of the shop, building rapport with the client and building value. There's no reason on the back end of the shop that we can't do the same thing. And once you've built that trust, there's one service technician that works on my primary vehicle and only one service technician that works on my primary vehicle. I have one service rider I deal with. I won't deal with anyone else because I have built that relationship with my dealership, and you'll find that when that level of service and that connection happens, you'll have more and more loyal customers, and you'll find that your average RO actually increases because, again, there's a trust factor there. Offers, right? Who doesn't love a coupon? Who doesn't love a discount? Eliana, do you know what the number one most searched term with anything service-related might be?
I'm just going to guess coupons or discount or...
You know what? You just hit it. Coupons. Coupons is the number one most searched term. Every woman loves coupons.
Who doesn't love saving money? Come on now. You feel like you got a great deal. Absolutely. I love coupons. Any chance. I mean, I watch that coupon show. I wish I could do that maximum couponing that they do. I can't do
that. Oh, what? The extreme couponing?
Yeah.
Well, and people love coupons, and yes, they love discounts, right? My wife loses her mind when that Bed Bath & Beyond coupon shows up. She really melts down when she gets Kohl's cash. I mean, she can't get there fast enough to spend it. One of the critical mistakes that so many dealerships make is you have out-of-date coupons or static coupons. You don't change them. Make them creative. Make them, you know, show some sense of flair, right? Be it with a logo, be it with an expiration date, drop an opcode in there, make them mobile friendly, right? How many of us have ever been in a situation where our significant other said, hey, can you go to the store and pick this up? And by the way, don't forget the coupon. You want to watch a 48-year-old grown man beg and grovel with someone at a store when I've forgotten the coupon versus feeling the wrath of my wife? Stand around a Target long enough and watch me beg and grovel, right? You want to make sure that you're providing coupons and discounts. More importantly, if you've got something for free, highlight it. People love it. And if you use it, if you send it out, you'll be amazed at when you watch the number of coupon prints and interactions that you get to those discounts and to those coupons. One of the other things, and again, this is something that each dealership has to evaluate, is the ability to help a customer when you've just delivered some bad news to them, right? Nothing's more unpleasant than being in a service department when the service writer comes out and has to explain to a customer, hey, you need a new transmission, or by the way, the motor's shot, or by the way, you need a $2,000 or $3,000 repair. Very simply, folks, some people just don't have it, right? So instead of letting them walk away, how about having finance options for them? How about having a way for them to be able to afford that, and be it, you know, 12 months, special financing, zero interest, minimal payments for 90 days, whatever it may be, having these credit options available to the consumer opens up a whole other world of commerce with them. So let's say the customer just really doesn't want to slap it on their American Express card or their Visa or something else, but you offer them the opportunity to get a value add by getting your credit card. not only is that credit card locked to your dealership, that person may have an exceptionally good credit rating and end up getting a credit limit higher than what that repair is. What that's done is just given you runway to sell them an extended warranty, to sell them additional services, or maybe market or kind of entice them for that F-150 buyer to say, hey, you know, I'd really like to have a tonneau cover. I'd really like to have a bed liner. Well, you know what? It's 12 months. You know, low interest, 1.9 financing for 12 months. Why don't we go ahead and put the tonneau cover on there? So, again, it's just giving your service riders the options, giving your customer the options to help them have a better service experience. Behaviorally targeted ads, I think everyone on the call, you know, from what I'm picking up on, are very, very bright people. You want to make sure that you use BT to really solicit a consumer, meaning that when you watch a consumer's behavior online, there are technologies that allow us to see where that customer spent the most amount of time, right? If they're hanging around on your service pages and they're not making a service appointment, let's hit them with something like this that says, hey, how'd you like to save 10% off your next service? No, I really like paying full price, right? Let's help those consumers make an educated and better decision. I know we're tight on time, so I'll be somewhat quick in getting through the last of these, but consumers use phones more than desktops. I think that's kind of known and has been for some time. Yet in the dealership world, we continue to look at and focus on the desktop. Because why? We have desktops in the dealership. It's more convenient for us. Your consumers aren't searching for you via desktop. Mobile has far eclipsed desktop usage. So what you really want to do when you're looking to make a service appointment or get tire information or get coupons, don't do it from a desktop. Do it from your mobile phone and see how easy the process is or how cumbersome the process is. And that'll help you create a better form of engagement for your consumers. Phone calls, right? It's the top task for mobile service. Well, here's something interesting for you, right? Take a close look. Which one of these do you think outperforms, the actual phone number or the phone icon? Well, I can tell you unequivocally, it's the actual phone number. 30% more calls by displaying a phone number than by showing the phone icon. So if on your mobile device you're showing a phone icon instead of the local number, you're leaving 30% of your business on the table. And this study's been done time and time again. Same thing's true of directions, right? Look at the process, right? If I have to key in where I am versus using location services, right, that's the wrong answer. You want to make things simple, 1 to 2 clicks for a consumer. When I have to sit there and type and give you my physical address, there's a problem there. Service appointments, again, let's make it quick, simple, and painless. You don't want people to have to fill out 20 fields of information to very simply get into a service appointment, right? So look at, hey, this is me, find me, here's my information, here's my vehicle, let's go. For every field form, for every drop-down, every radio button, every additional step you require a consumer to take, above and beyond what's absolutely necessary to generate that service appointment, you're going to see between a 7 and an 11% drop rate. Don't accept the fact that, oh, well, this is just how it works here at our Honda store, right? That's how we do it. No, that's not right. Better yet, maybe it's not even smart for you to do it. Give a phone to a family member, to a friend, to a buddy, and say, hey, do me a favor. Go to my website and see how easy it is to make a service appointment from your phone. See how easy it is to get information about our service department from your smartphone. And if they're looking at you and they seem complex and they seem frustrated, you have your answer. Pep Boys actually does a really good job with sending service coupons out from a mobile component. When you do that, you have a 10x redemption rate versus traditional, right? You can integrate it with Google, Apple Wallet, right? It's trackable. It can have a unique SKU. You have less than a 1% deletion rate because people want to keep that on their phone in the case that they do need service, right? And you can actually create loyalty programs. So if your dealership has a rewards program, a loyalty program, again, look at it through the eyes of mobile. Stop doing this stuff from your desktop. I can't emphasize that enough. Look at the amount of content that you have. Look at the categories that you have. Make sure that it's easy and simple, that you have review information. All of these things can be done right from the comfort of your own handheld device. Search, right? This is where we need our buddy Sean Raines, right?
Yeah.
Mobile fixed ops marketing really is the future, gang, right? Mobile dominates search volumes, right, infinitely. So I'm not just talking about the dealership world. Look at Pep Boys volumes. Look at Jiffy Lube. Look at Meineke. Look at the Collision Center world. Time and time and time again, mobile dwarfs desktop. Yet we manage, we look at, we design, we theorize around desktop. You have to get away from that. I can't, if there's no one better point you take away from today's webinar, take away the fact that you have to look through things through a mobile lens and not through a desktop lens. And mobile SERPs are heavily favored paid search, right? You go to a desktop and you do a search, right? You have a balance between paid and organic. Guess what? In the mobile world, guys, there's not that much paid, right? So that's where paid is going to actually benefit you. So when you talk to your search provider, say, hey, how well am I doing on mobile paid search? Have any of you ever asked your search providers that question? What am I going after? Am I going after broad match terms? Am I going after long tail searches? How am I doing, right? What am I paying for the term oil change? I'm willing to bet you if you're buying oil change, you're probably way overpaying for it, right? So really ask the question, how well is my mobile doing for me? And think about not only that, but maybe see if your competitors are actually paying attention. If the Ford or Chevy or Chrysler dealership down the street sleep at the wheel, buy their name. They don't like you anyway, so it doesn't matter, right? If you're friendly with them, that's a choice that you have to make. But trust me, if you're not buying other competitors' names, chances are they're buying yours. So it's something that you're going to want to look at. 86% of automotive mobile search ads, right, those clicks are actually incremental. It's one of the highest categories, automotive, business and industry, classified, consumer packaged goods, educational, finance, right? Those incremental clicks are going to be key to the success of getting more traffic, more eyeballs, and more page views through your service. Mobile ad best practices, right? Again, educate yourself on these things from call extensions to site links to local extensions. Make sure you have strong, compelling calls to action and have special offers, right? You can have reviews in there. You can have phone numbers, pricing, additional information, right? You want to tell in as small of a piece of real estate as possible who you are and the value to doing business with you. And that can be done through the right kind of ad content. One of the other things that Google does well is something called Google Customer Match, right? So through paid search, you can actually look at where that consumer came in and what they actually spent with you and tie it directly to your search campaigns. If you guys would like more information on this, I'm sure we'll be more than happy to kind of explain to you how Google Match works. Sean Raines is one of our very dynamic presenters that talks about the importance of Google Match and how it works. So again, ask your paid search provider, can you do Google Match for me for service, right? Third-party change, use remarketing ads. Right here, whether you're a Baltimore Orioles fan, a Yankees fan, a Sox fan, a Rangers fan, a Cardinals fan, it doesn't matter. If you're looking for information on your favorite baseball team, sports team, hockey team, whatever it may be, those remarketing ads are going to target you. In this particular case, look, click on this, same-day service, come in immediately, we're going to save you 10%. So think about what's the message that I have. Most service advisors, most service managers use nothing more than direct mail and email campaigns to get their message out. So start thinking about other ways you can allocate your dollars. I'm not saying do away with direct mail. I'm saying ask the question, can I get more bang for my buck if I shave off some of that budget and put it towards retargeting and remarketing ads? And guys, here's the reality. Dealers are all but absent in the searches, right? Sometimes some of the better dealers are page three or page four. You really have to continue to work towards getting yourself organically up to page one or making sure you have the right strategic play for paid search to get yourself to page one. Less than 2% of consumers ever leave page one of Google. So you really want to think about, yes, be proud of the fact you've moved from page 5 up to page 3 or even page 2, but 60% of the clicks that come off of a page are the top 3 listings on page 1. Now, here's a polarizing statement, right? These are the search engine ranking percentages of the national brands versus dealers. 95% Firestone, 55% Jiffy Lube, right? You know the good news about this? The good news about this is you can't get any worse. So think about a step forward.
Silver lining.
You know what? There is a silver lining, right? You laugh and you look at it and you think, oh, my God, we suck. This is terrible, right? The good news is you really can't do any worse. I guess you could, but you'd have to try really hard. It's taking that one step each day to be a little bit better to help you offset. And remember, Firestone, Jiffy Lube, Pep Boys, Midas, these guys have had 15, maybe even 20 years of a head start on you. But it doesn't mean you can't start to improve. Email and social, right? Another really, really big thing. This is something I argued with when I first saw it, and it says only 2% of vehicle owners get digital reminders from their service provider. I argued that that wasn't true, right? And the more I dug in, the more I realized something.
What?
It actually is true.
What?
And the reason it's true is this. The average American, so Eliana, since you're the only one I can engage with at this point, how many email addresses does the average American have?
God, well, I mean, I have 2, but so I'll go with 2. I don't know.
Most Americans have 3-plus email addresses.
Really?
Right? They have a home email address.
Right.
Right? They have a work email address.
Those are the 2 I have.
And then they have a junk email address, you know, a Yahoo account, a Hotmail account, Mama Don't Know account, you know, the stuff you send to your buddies that you really don't want your wife or children to see.
Really?
The problem that you have, right, is that oftentimes people don't want to be marketed to. You're talking to a guy who gets 500 to 600 emails a day, right? The last thing I want is more emails into my inbox. I can barely handle the ones I have now. So instinctively, one of the things that I end up doing is I end up giving you an address that I don't check very often, right? So think about that. When the customer's in the service lane and you're saying, hey, Eliana, what's the best email address that we can ensure that we get you updates on the status of your vehicle or send you service coupons and discounts, maybe even some free stuff and you can register to win a prize? Well, that's when Eliana gives you her Gmail account, or that's when Eliana gives you her work account. Right?
I was going to say,
if Eliana gives you her Yahoo account or her Hotmail account or her MSN account, yeah, you're probably not going to hear from old Eliana.
Old.
So you need to make sure that you're asking not only for the right phone numbers or the best phone numbers, but additionally the right email accounts. And then again, compel people, right? Have a page on your website. Sign up for special offers, free discounts, giveaways. People love free stuff. Right? You can have a very simple form, name, email address, right? Back in the day when flat panel TVs were all the rage, I had a dealer that would go buy the biggest and fanciest flat panel TV. They'd put it in their service department so people could watch it. And then they very simply had like a fishbowl. Throw your business card or fill out this form and, you know, in a couple of months when we've burned a few hundred hours on this thing, we're going to give it away. And, man, did they get lead after lead after lead after lead after lead. So, again, kind of an archaic old way of doing things, but the same premise still works. Give people something compelling. Give them a reason. Almost all of us have a key ring with way too many rewards cards hanging on the key ring. That's why they now make apps called key ring that allow you to keep all those rewards and incentive offers in one place. Social, right? Social is wonderful for service. It gets mixed reviews on sales because most GMs and dealer principals want to say, hey, how many cars did I sell from Facebook? Well, as all of us on this call know, that's a very difficult thing to quantify. Service, on the other hand, is a very different thing, right? We all like to check in, right? I'm checking in at the airport. I'm taking pictures of my food, and I'm sending it to all my friends so they're jealous. we've become a social society, right? Whether you're checking in at an airport, your favorite sporting event, you're communicating with people, social media can be a wonderful thing for a service department. Hey, I'm over at Bob Smith Ford, and I'm getting new tires put on my truck. Right? Click here, get a coupon, get a discount. Follow us online, right? Hey, by the way, I'm at Pep Boys getting my oil changed. Oh, hey, I'm next door at Hooters. Let's connect. Using tools like this allow you to continue to be more mainstream, but actually have something that is of interest to consumers, right? Some suggested resources for everyone. I'm a big, big fan of Fixed Ops Magazine. If you haven't read it or if you don't get it, subscribe to it. There's some wonderful articles in there. One of the other things that I mentioned today is talking about parts. I'm not endorsing one company over another, but one of the ones that I really happen to like is a company called AutoPartsKit.com. Fully semantically marked up, 100% responsive. We didn't get into any kind of responsive or semantic markup content today. That's really something at some point if you want to sit on one of our other webinars and we get into discussions wrapped around SEO, when semantic markup and responsive technology really come into play. But there's other great solutions out there. Revolution Parts is a nice product. There are other companies that are doing more and more today. But AutoPartsKit.com is one that I really like. And then additionally, there's a link in here that I talk about New Year's resolutions, right? One of the things that I find that happens when I do these things, and whether I do it at NADA, whether I do it at a 20 group, resoundingly I get mobbed at the end. Hey, Jeff, a lot of great ideas. You know, I see a lot of heads nodding. Oh, my God, where do I start? What I don't want you to do is what I so oftentimes watch people do, which is burnout, right? We all at some point in our lives have decided to go join a health club or a gym, right? We go buy the powders and the mixes and the silly clothes, and we're all hyped up. We're going to lose 30 pounds. We're going to look great. We're going to have six-pack abs. You know what, gang? It doesn't work, right? 3-4 months later, the same silly clothes are hanging in your closet. Those powders haven't gone anywhere, and you're not going to the gym anymore. Take what I like to call the 1% rule, which is each and every day you're in the office, right? Or each and every day that you're actually working, figure out how do I make my service offering just a little bit better? Do I add a page of content here? Do I do a blog post? Do I look at my SEO content? Do I review my citations? Do I make sure that my service specials are up to date? Do I make sure that I have review content available and that it's the most relevant content I can put on there? That will help you at the end be so much better, right? Please don't burn out. The other thing you want to do is be careful of how much stuff you cram into the website and how quickly. A slow and programmatic approach is going to take you much, much further. Some of the action items I really want you guys to go away with is actually go back to the dealership and actually go through and count how many pages of service content you have on your site. If you don't have a tire configurator, ladies and gentlemen, please get one. If you don't have a service scheduler, please get one. It is a relatively inexpensive cost and is going to do wonders for you. Make sure that you have up-to-date and relevant service specials. I guarantee somebody on this phone call has a service special that's at least a year old, right? So, guaranteed, right? It does happen. So you want to make sure. I saw recently a website that had service specials that expired in 2012, right? That was 4 years ago, ladies and gentlemen. That sends a message to your consumers that says you're not dialed in. And make sure that you're getting more and more service reviews. Cars.com happens to do a wonderful job with sourcing service reviews. We focus so much on getting sales reviews. Oh, it's a great place to buy a car, best price. You know, Ramon was just such a great sales guy, and they made it really easy. We don't do as good of a job of getting those service reviews, right? Make sure that you get video reviews, service reviews, testimonials, be it Yelp, be it Google, or be it your own review source page. Having those components on your website will help you little by little get a little bit further along. All right, Eliana, I know we ran a little over there. It's Q&A time.
We're going to be good. We're going to be good. Don't you worry. Jeff, that was awesome. Thank you so much. All right, audience, I know you got some questions out there for the amazing Jeff Clark about your fixed ops and how his advice might help you. So get those questions in. We only have a handful of them in already, but we're going to get to those in just a moment. Before we do, though, oh, yeah, it's that time. Jeff, you can go to that next slide. If you missed it at the beginning of the webinar, I announced that our good friends at AutoHook are sponsoring this week's webinar giveaway. AutoHook is a showroom traffic driver. They've built the ultimate attribution engine, which tracks that customer through the lead, showroom visit, and purchase, and then delivers a cost per sale that's best in the industry. One of you lucky webinar attendees is going to win a $250 e-gift card from AutoHook. I'm jealous? Who couldn't use one of that?
Woo-hoo.
All you have to do is be the first person to write in the correct response to our giveaway question, and you're going to be winning this awesome prize today. And if you are a vendor, well, hey, we love that you came to our webinar today. Thank you so much. But we're going to ask you to please, if you wouldn't mind, sit this one out. The prize is intended for dealership personnel only, but we love you, and thank you for coming to a Dealer On webinar. All right, everyone, here we go. Good luck, everyone. I hope you guys were paying attention. Earlier in the presentation, Jeff Clark spoke about a study that measured the length of time between when a shopper conducts an internet search on a fixed ops term to when they actually get that service done. According to this study, what percentage of shoppers buy within 1 day? We got a winner. Wow, that was quick. The winner, the first person to write in the correct response is Dan Petermeyer. I hope I said that right, Dan. Dan was the first person to write in 69%. Congratulations, Dan Petermeyer.
Way to go, Dan.
Dan, all right. Dan, if you wouldn't mind, send me your dealership name so I can give you a proper congratulations, my friend, and you are going to be hearing directly from our good friends over at AutoHook about claiming that prize. It's actually going to come to you in a few hours, believe it or not. They are really on the ball with this kind of stuff, all right? So, Dan, what dealership are you from, my friend? I want to, of course, thank all of the audience members for playing along. Huge congratulations to today's winner, Dan Petermeyer from... Oh, here we go. Weston Nissan in Davie, Florida. Thank you, Dan. Congratulations. And, of course, we got to thank our good friends over at AutoHook for their incredible generosity. And for more information about AutoHook, you can check out lead2show.com, lead2show.com. And, audience, hey, I know we only gave away one prize today, but guess what? We give away at least one prize every week. So if you didn't win today, if you weren't as lucky as Dan, don't worry about it. Come back to next week's webinar or a future Dealer On webinar, and who knows, that could be your lucky day. All right, Jeff Clark, are you ready for some questions from the audience?
Fire away.
Firing now. All right, first question came in from Alan, and Alan said, should you use your dealership colors on your website, even if they're not white and blue? Oh, you know what? You should go to the next slide, by the way. Show your pretty face.
Absolutely. When it comes to colors, I'm a big fan of consistency. So you really want to have a consistent message across your website. I'm a fan of darker colors. However, in the internet world, not always a good thing, right? So you want to be mindful not to have too dark of backgrounds, but you want to have color consistency, font consistency. And really a message. One of the things that I think traditional agencies struggle with when they align with digital agencies is that you get different branding messages when you cross different media paths. So you'll see one layout or one form in a print media that may be very different than what you're going to get maybe online or in direct mail. So having that color consistency absolutely adds value. Just make sure that as you look at what you have there, you really think through, you know, does this represent my brand? Number one, is it compliant with the manufacturer? But number two, does it represent my brand, and is there a level of consistency in the design and layout across all media formats?
All right, Alan, thank you so much. We have another question from Alan coming up in just a little bit. All right, Jeff, your next question comes to you from Rob. He says, we don't currently have parts and accessories on our website. Do you think we should? How important is it really? That's from Rob.
Rob, that is a phenomenal question, and I might put it back to you this way. The average truck buyer in America, within 6 months of purchase of a new or used SUV or 4x4 spends just shy of $3,000 in aftermarket parts and accessories. And those of you that are in, you know, Texas, Oklahoma, Missouri, Arkansas, certainly in Florida and certain parts of the country, people love their trucks, right? There are all kinds of different genres of car buyers, whether you're the tuner, the Mustang crew, the Corvette crew. People love to accessorize and individualize cars. That doesn't always bode well with the front end of the shop, right? Because there becomes this struggle, well, hey, if you throw in the mud flaps and the pinstriping and the floor mats, I'll buy the car. You have to have a defined process, and you have to have rules of engagement. That's one of the critical things that you need to work out before you go down that road. So sit with the GM, sit with the dealer principal, and talk to them, hey, how do we handle this? What happens when the guy comes in and he's buying a truck, but he's already put $10,000 of accessories on it and we can't get him bought? You need to work through those scenarios, because I can tell you that if done correctly, there's no reason that you can't see anywhere from to $1,000 per copy roll out the door. And whatever it may be, it can be cargo organizers, again, DVDs, bike racks, plow kits, lift kits, whatever it may be. You need to be able to offer warranties to people for things that could potentially void the factory warranty. So if you're going to do a lift kit, if you're going to do wheel and tire packages, most of those changes will automatically void a factory warranty. So you need to take into consideration, how do you pack that warranty into those changes? So there's a lot of different questions and variables and conditions to work through, but I think the profitability is unreal. If you look at SEMA, if you look at the organization as a whole, if anybody on this call is big fans of following the Velocity channel, you'll notice that there's so much individualization and customization of things, that having those things available are going to make for a better consumer experience. I would strongly advise, out of the gate, you limit the number of products that you offer, that you train your salespeople how to talk about them. But more importantly, you work out a compensation plan. Oftentimes those things fail because the parts department marks it up to the sales department, which marks it up to the customer, and then, of course, service wants its component. By the time you're done, so much greed has laid over it that the customer looks at it and says, why in the world would I pay that for that when I can go down the street and get it done? So, again, a lot of things to work through, but I think having parts and accessories available to transact online or being offered in the dealership is just an absolute no-brainer. And, again, remember, it gives you a reason to go back and talk to that customer. Maybe in the purchase of my vehicle, I could only afford to do the tonneau cover. But 6 months, 8 months, a year down the road, I've got a little bit more money in my pocket, and now I can put the bull bar on, or now I can put the winch kit or the KC lights or the lights bar on the vehicle. So hopefully that answers your question.
Okay. Thank you so much. Great answer, Jeff. And Rob, if you have a follow-up question, please let me know. Okay, just a few more questions for you, Jeff, and then we're going to close out the show. From today's winner, actually, Dan. Dan wrote in, if a dealer were to build a separate website for service, do you see any concerns with using a separate website provider than the one that services the main site? And, Jeff, I would take it one step further and also add, do you see any problem with having a different domain name than the main site as well? What do you think, Jeff?
That is an awesome question, and yes, I absolutely see problems with it. And I will share this with everyone, because I'm always asked this question, Jeff, what would you do? I will tell you the honest and real answer. I wouldn't go build a separate site. I wouldn't start a new domain. The vast majority of dealer principals and management don't have the tolerance, and certainly don't have the bandwidth to spend the money and make the investment in building out a new site. Is it the better way to go? Fundamentally, yes. However, is it the practical and financially rewarding way to go? No. You're much better served to build a subdomain, something along the lines of service.yourdealership.com, or just build out the content internal with your existing site. There's just an awful lot of uphill battles with building a new URL. There's credibility, there's domain issues, there's just a number of different things that come into play. So unless you're experienced at doing it, I strongly advise that you stay away from it.
Okay. Dan, thank you so much for the great question. Okay, couple last questions. Oh, and by the way, before I get to the last couple of questions, audience, have you checked out our handout section of the GoToWebinar interface? I hope you have, and you've downloaded today's wonderful deck from Jeff Clark. All right, we're going to be closing out the session soon, and when we do, you won't be able to get that handout. So please make sure you download it in the next few minutes. All right, Jeff. Another question. Oh, this one actually is a follow-up question from Dan. He says, thanks. That was a great webinar. Can't wait to rewatch it. And Dan, thank you so much for reminding me. Audience, we're going to be posting this recording on dealeron.com/webinar. Click on the link on the right-hand side for on-demand webinars. I'm also going to be sending out a link to this recording as well. You're going to be getting it in a few hours, so keep an eye out for that. Don't feel like you need to keep it to yourself. You're also welcome to share it with friends and colleagues. All right, Jeff, last question comes to you from Alan. He says, are there any companies that you can get your own dealership credit card that you recommend?
So there's a company called Lend, L-E-N-D Pro. Lend Pro, I believe, is based out of Charlottesville, Virginia, and they work with the likes of Wells Fargo and others. There's a lot of pros to the program. The con that you have is that the approval ratings are pretty low. Unfortunately, the more that I do this, the more that I learn that a good portion of the American public actually has questionable or even arguably poor credit.
Oh.
So turndowns are pretty high. So that can be a little bit of a detriment, but I know Wells Fargo does a great job with it. Again, these credit cards are branded, can only be used at your dealership. So I would give a call to LendPro and see if they can help you. They even have kiosks and tablets, so people have the ability to complete the application process with a sense of privacy. And then obviously there are defaults that allow you to be able to do a second chance review. So maybe Wells Fargo won't pick up the card, but another lender might.
Now, I've never seen one of these dealership credit cards. Do they come with like a high APR, or can you get one of those, hey, 6-month interest-free deals?
Actually, it's really up to the dealership as to what they want to do. It's like anything, you know, how many deals can you fund through a particular lending institution? You know, they'll give you some variable options. So the dealer can really set the terms and conditions. I think it's probably similar to a store credit card. You know, your standard Visa card or standard MasterCard is going to range somewhere between 13 to 18%. I can imagine that most of these cards are going to run on the higher end of that. Mm-hmm. But again, it's about the promotional period. But that's certainly something that can be negotiated based on the number of credit cards that would be issued, the kind of volume you're doing with them. And of course, you know, whatever enticing offer you want to give your consumers in order to apply for and use the card at the dealership.
Well, that was the last question of the day, Mr. Clark. Thank you so much. You killed it. I really appreciate you being here. I love having you on my webinars. I wish you'd come on more often.
Well, if I wasn't flying all over the country and doing 10 million other things, I would love to. I'm certainly really glad that the audience took the time to sit in today. I'm always happy to share my knowledge of these things. And again, everyone can see my email address and my phone number there. I'm a pretty accessible guy, and I'm always happy to help in any way I can. And if I don't know the answer, I'll certainly tell you that, and I'll point you in the right direction. But it was really great being on with you, Eliana, and I certainly appreciate the time and the effort that all of our attendees put into being on the call.
Jeff, thank you so much, and I'm going to let you go and fly off to someplace else. A couple more slides we have to get through, and then we'll close out the show. Also, I want to let the audience know, we want to know what you thought about today's presentation. Please, please, please check out the survey that's going to come to you when I close out this show. It's going to come right after I close it out. It's 6 short questions. Please give us your feedback. We always want to know what you're thinking and how, if any way, we can improve on the Dealer On webinar series. Let your opinion be heard. And invitations will be going out tomorrow for our next Dealer On webinar. Oh, it's a big one, too. I better see you all there. Elise Kephart is going to show us how to use video email like a boss. Does Elise Kephart have the strongest video email process in the auto industry? Absolutely. Elise Kephart, the YouTube diva and founder of the Elise Kephart Experience, has rightfully earned national acclaim for using video for branding and marketing to instantly gain the prospect's attention. After all, mastering video email is what helped her dramatically increase her internet lead closing ratio to 30% and what propelled her to sell an insane amount of cars. Along the way, Elise spent countless hours perfecting her process and learning best practices. Now she's ready to share it all with you. This is your chance to learn video email from literally the best in the biz. She will be an unparalleled one-hour presentation if you're searching for a way to make your dealership stand out and absolutely dominate your market, then this is a must-see webinar. Please only show up if you can handle this onslaught of awesomeness. Register now, and don't forget, DealerOn's weekly webinars are held every Thursday, 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, 10 a.m. Mountain, and 9 a.m. Pacific. If you got questions, comments, or suggestions, please contact me. My name is Eliana Raggio, and I'd love to hear from you. Track me down online, Facebook, Twitter, Google+. I'm on all the automotive social networks, or just email me directly at eliana@dealeron.com. Thank you all so very much for spending this time with us today, and I hope to see you all on another webinar in DealerOn's continuing education series. Take care.